Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, and now a new radio signal, 94.9 FM. That's 94.9 FM, joining the other great stations that are part of the River Talk Radio Network. It's the audio path of totality, and we are delighted that so many stations are picking up this show, and it's just been great. And also the views on Facebook are insane. We do a live stream of the show. Essentially, I have an old iPad, my old iPad, and I use that as the camera to do the Facebook live stream, and I just have the camera off to one side here. Hi. And just do the show. I mean, there's really nothing to see. I mean, we've got, you know, some great slides up here, ECM and Big Willie and Brooke and all that. And but essentially, there's nothing to see. No one has ever mistaken. I've told people this before. No one has ever mistaken me for Tim McGraw or even Tug McGraw or even Quick Draw McGraw. There's just nothing to see. I'm just some idiot talking into a microphone here with I've got a red Sharpie that occasionally hits the microphone for emphasis. And I don't even know why Dimitri's doing that. I have no idea. What the hell is wrong with this guy? Especially when he talks in third person. Anyway, so there's that. And yet, we have not hundreds, but literally thousands. I can't believe this. Literally thousands of people who watch the Facebook live stream, even though there's nothing to see here. The damnedest thing, honestly, it's the damnedest thing. We have an update for you, the rodent update. We had Chris Anders, West Virginia House of Delegates, member District 97. Very cool guy. Wish we could get him here in studio. Very, very cool guy. If you just joined us, you missed some incredible live radio. And I don't mean the static. As he's talking with me, as we're doing the interview, they had an incident in the Anders household. Apparently, according to Chris, a cat, their cat, came in through the cat door, dog door, whatever the hell they have, raccoon door, and was holding on to a mouse. And I guess it was bringing it in to show them, look, I caught a mouse. I'm a mouser. Well, apparently there was an ugly incident there in the house, kind of chaotic. And his wife, Chris Anders' wife, not the cat's wife, Chris Anders' wife, was trying to chase the cat to get the mouse, and it was just like, you know, crazy stuff. And I asked him at the end of the interview, did Pookie catch the mouse? Did she get the mouse that the cat brought in? He said, no. Here's an update. It's currently behind the bathroom countertop. It worked its way back there. We're in a house that was rigid, built in 1780 and built on since, so there's lots of idiosyncrasies. So where it stands now, if you are concerned about the rodent update for Chris Anders and Pookie, apparently the mouse is behind the bathroom countertop. It worked its way back there. Where the cat is and what the cat's responsible for all of this. It's the cat's fault for all of this. Anyway, so that's what happened. In fact, I think he had mentioned something here about, wait a minute. All right. Okay, here's the rest of it. It is secret seas, but literally while I was talking to you, she chased the mouse underneath the chair I was sitting on. It was a lot of fun. So that's what you missed if you just joined us. That's what you missed. Jeez. I love live radio. I really do, because you just never know what's going to happen. They can't, you know, edit out the crazy stuff. I'm interviewing this guy, and his wife is chasing a mouse the cat brought in. The mouse goes under the chair. This guy's talking to me, and it's just crazy. Anyway, so we'll continue giving you updates regarding the mouse in the Chris Anders household. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Again, if you just joined us, thank you so much. Again, weather forecast, again, for the people in Triadelphia and Valley Grove and the rest, it's just horrible stuff. My iPhone has a weather app. And I thought, you know, Yeah, the weather's, you know, been okay the last few days. But what's in store? According to my weather app, Wednesday there's a 75% chance of rain. Thursday, 80% chance of rain. Friday, 65% chance of rain. Saturday, 65% chance of rain. Sunday, 75% chance of rain. Monday, 55% chance of rain. Tuesday, 50% chance of rain. Wednesday, 45% chance of rain. Thursday, 50% chance of rain. And we're still waiting for Shelley Moore Capito and Jim Justice and Riley Moore to have the feds do an emergency declaration so that the individuals and the businesses and the government entities can be made whole. Just one county. Just one county in West Virginia. That's all we're talking about here. I've had some people on Facebook say, but to me, and I'm paraphrasing here, of course, I've had some people on Facebook say, but Dimitri, you don't understand. Texas flash flooding was a lot worse, a lot more loss of life, all these children, this, that, and the other. And I go, I absolutely agree with you. It's heartbreaking. Of course it was much worse. It was, you know, 10 times worse, 100 times worse, 1,000 times worse. So what? This is not an either-or proposition. Yes, they needed a different type of disaster declaration because of the immediate threat of the flooding and all that, and they got it, and that's great. But you can get an immediate declaration for flash flooding in Texas, but you can't get a declaration even after a month for the flash flooding here? I realize that 9 lives are not as tragic as all of the lost lives, especially those little children in Texas. I get that, but it's not an either-or proposition. The politicians cannot say to us that, well, that was a lot worse in Texas. Yes, of course it was a lot worse in Texas. So what? It's not either-or. You have the Declaration for Disaster Relief in Texas. Of course you should immediately, as you should here too. It's not an either-or proposition. We're into the second month now of this. Yesterday was the one-month anniversary. And we still can't get 2 United States senators and a congressman supposedly representing this area to get disaster relief for just one little county in West Virginia? Again, if you want to do something about this, you actually can. Not emails, you got to call. The politicians respond to phone calls. They don't like them, but they know they have to listen to them. They know it's important. If you want to make a difference, you actually can. And it won't cost you anything. You can call the offices of our 2 United States senators and our congressman, Riley Moore, who is the nephew of one of the United States senators, Shelley Moore Capito. And you have to be very professional, very courteous, say your full name, say where in West Virginia you live, and then say, what about us? What about our flood victims? What about us? Shelley Moore Capito, her office, the phone number, 202-224-6472. Once again, call these numbers. 202-224-6472. That's Shelley Moore Capito, United States Senator, who just got her son appointed to U.S. Attorney. She has the clout. Believe me, she has the clout. She's the grand dam of the Archmore political dynasty. She has the clout. 202-224-6472. United States Senator Jim Justice, who may or may not have finally paid his back taxes, that I don't know. Friend of the Trump family, fellow billionaire. Phone number 202-224-3954. That's 202, call him also, 202-224-3954. Congressman Riley Moore, favorite nephew of Shelley Moore Capito, West Virginia's wrinkled rhino. Riley Moore's phone number, Congressman Riley Moore's phone number, 202-225-2711. Call him. 202-225-2711. Disaster declaration for individuals, for businesses, for government entities, including firehouses. I realize in the big scheme of things, in the big picture of life, that a lot of people would consider 9 deaths, including a mom and her daughter, no big deal. On Facebook, you can see it. People doing this false choice thing, saying, well, there's a lot more in Texas. It was a lot worse in Texas. Yes, it was. So what? We're taxpayers, too. We're citizens of America, too. 1 month, one county, 3 politicians, powerful politicians, and they produce 0. 1 + 1 + 3 = 0. And now we're in the second month. We're in the second month. Did it take this long for Shelley Moore Capito to get a job for her son, making him U.S. attorney for the Southern District of West Virginia? Can't imagine it took that long. But for us, what about us? These politicians align themselves with Trump, saying, oh, you know, Trump and me, we're tight, we're close, we support Trump. And this, and I'm sure they do. And I'm sure they are tight. Let's take them at their word. So either they're indifferent or they're incompetent. Which is it? We take you at your word. Oh, yeah, you're real tight with Trump. Oh, yeah, yeah, you talk to them all the time. You have pictures, selfies, everything. Oh, yeah, we believe you. We believe all of your TV commercials saying how you and Trump are so tight. And you support him in this, that, and the other. Why aren't you using all the leverage that you say that you have? And I know you do have it. Why aren't you using that for us? For one county. For one county in West Virginia. How much could this cost you? I'm guessing the amount of money that they're sending over to Ukraine is substantially more than the amount of money that would be needed to make each individual whole here in our county. I'm guessing Ukrainians are getting all the money they need for all the equipment, for all the weapons, for all the everything. And maybe some of that money is not even being stolen. And maybe some of that money's not even being laundered. Meanwhile, for one county in West Virginia, 2 United States senators of the same party as the president, the same party that controls the Senate and the House and the bureaucracy and the Supreme Court, the same damn party. No disaster relief for one county? Really? I cannot tell you my level of frustration over this. I cannot. You can probably guess, but I cannot tell you. It's honestly, it's just mind-boggling to me. It's absolutely mind-boggling. So please, please, please consider making those phone calls if you live in West Virginia. Be very courteous, be very professional, your full name, your address in West Virginia, and then what about us? What about our flood victims? And if anyone, whether on Facebook or the phone call or anywhere says, yes, but Texas, I mean, Texas is much bigger. It was much worse. Agree with them because, of course, they're true. That's right. And then say, so what? This is not an either or choice. This is a no-brainer, for God's sake. Where's the disaster declaration for us? 9 Lost souls in West Virginia aren't that important? Okay, fine. Tell us how many more people had to die in order for you to care enough to issue a disaster declaration. 9 wasn't enough? What about 10? What about 20? What if we lost 50? What about 100? Just give us the numbers so next time we'll have a better sense of what you're going to do for us.